Well, they need a manager with inspiration and ability to get them out, you know, to be in the third division, or the, as it was called, or the second, first division now, for a club of Sheffield United who will pay decent wages compared with the rest of the team and spend money. It's a bit of a joke, to be fair, to be quite honest, that they've had 4 years in that league and they haven't been able to get out. You know what I mean? They should be able to get out, with all due respect to a lot of the teams there. You know, it's not easy, but really, when you look at it, you know, with the Swindons, the Milton Keynes United, they've got better support. They've probably got better wage bills and everything else. So really, at the end of the day, they haven't achieved what they should have done in being back in the Championship. So that's disappointing. So they've got to get this next job right. Right.
Had eight managers in the last 9 years, Dave. It's not good, is it?
Well, no, of course, you know, changing the manager doesn't help, but it's easy, you know. And it probably doesn't help when teams like Watford change a manager four times in a year. It starts to encourage boards to think that, you know, it's always the manager's fault. Well, you know, the problem is getting the right squad and the right players who are prepared to do the job and win the promotion. And again, it's stability is important. I mean, your results are there, but everything body thinks that a manager can go in and change a team. Well, it takes a while to change the team. It's not very easy, because if you're inheriting a bunch of players who are not good enough, it don't matter how good you are as a manager, you're not a magician where you can all of a sudden turn them into Messi's and Ronaldo's overnight.